So the application I'd like to show you is a small web interface to the IMDb movie database. It only lists movie by Julie Andrews, and then you can only click on one movie and get details. So this kind of shows you the most basic things. Where do you get it from? Everybody recognizes what's now on the screen, right? If you don't recognize this, we have a problem. I see what you recognize. So you go to the calendar and lecture notes, and here under lecture 2 you find IMDb example. This is a zip file. Frozen? Good. So it just takes a few seconds. So you go to you see the IMDb example. It's a zip file. Download it, unzip it, and then launch Visual Studio. Visual Studio. How many people here do not have Visual Studio? If you don't have Visual Studio, you need to install it quickly. The way to do this is to go through support. We have all the Microsoft software for free for all students, and support will assist you on how to download it.
You need a particular version, or do you need the latest, or can like Visual Studio 2003 work?
2003 should be fine, I think.
Well, that won't work.
I'm not 100% sure. You need C Sharp, though. It needs to have C Sharp. So then I need to connect to a different machine for that, which I have done already. Oh, what is this going to do? Okay, so I need to turn this around so you can type my password. Okay, so you can see this, which is good. So you launch Visual Studio, which has a logo like this one here. I launched it already, it's right here. Now you go and open a file. And here you have to remember to open a website, not a project. So click on website, now go to the directory where you have unzipped the application, which in my case is somewhere here. So you click on that directory where you have unzipped the application, that should be called IMDb example. And click open. So now we have all the files here on the right. You probably can't read, but they're not that complicated. I can read them for you. But what we have here is a default ASPX, this file here, which means a .NET file. You can look inside. We will not look inside during the lecture. This is the ASP.NET code, and you can survive this class without understanding how ASP.NET works. Underneath is CS. This is a C# file. Here you should look inside and understand how it works. And then there is a second file called Movie Details. This takes care about the second action I'm going to show you. And then there is a web config file right here. Let me show you first how it works. To run the whole thing, let me click on the root directory. To run the whole thing, you press the debug button. And then normally it should run, except that since I'm connected to Aqua, it asks me for a username and password, but it normally shouldn't ask you if you're connecting from your local machine. Okay, so what you see now is precisely the web interface provided by this application, and here is how it looks like. It runs a query, an SQL query, on the IMDb database, which by now we know and love. And that query returns all movies by Julie Andrews. And it prints their titles, their years, and Julie's role. Moreover, if you click on one of them, then you get the details, so it will run a different query about the details of that particular movie, and it prints them like this. And that's all this application does. Yes, question.
You're connecting to the real IMDb or to the copy on the server here?
I'm connecting here to the IMDb on the server, which is not the IMDb website, but it's the IMDb that you connected to. It's the same one. Okay, so let me return back here. I will leave this on, but I'm going to stop the application. And let's look a little bit inside. So the first thing you would like to look at is this webconfig file. Can you see it? Webconfig. I'm going to open it. This should also answer your question from Microsoft, where to place the webconfig file. It's the same level as the rest of the files. Now, this is a pretty hairy file, which is also impossible to read, but somewhere here is this line, and this is the only line we need to care about. And I'm going to read what it says. It says, under connection string, it says that the server equals iprojectserver.cs.washington.edu. This is how we tell the system the name of the server where it has to connect. Then, my mouse wouldn't be frozen. Here it is. Then the next thing it says is a user ID, which has to be given and clear. In this case, it's test@u.washington.edu. And you can see it once you download the zip file, of course, you can see everything. Then there is a password, 12345, which is in clear. And that's life. You have to store it in clear. But this is on your own local file. And that's all you need. And then there is a name. Where is the connection name? Yeah, that's at the very beginning, this one here. So this is what is being exported. This is what the C# file needs to understand. The name here is called IMDb string. So now let's examine the C# file. So the C# file creates a SQL connection . There is a SQL connection right here that somewhere uses the IMDb string as a parameter. So this says create a connection using the parameters that are defined under the IMDb string name in webconfig. It's very logical. And then there are additional parameters that you can simply copy from here and ignore their logic. And the rest is pretty straightforward, as we discussed. It creates a new connection, which is the SQL connection, like we have on the website on the slides. Then it creates a new data set. Then there is a constant string, which is a query being issued. And as you can see, it's a select from where query, where the first name is like Julie, and last name is Andrews. And then there is more stuff that essentially calls a movies repeater, which talks to the ASP.NET code to display the movies. And that's it. If you want to understand how the movie details are being displayed, then you click on moviedetails.cs. Okay, so I wonder whether I should... my plan was to switch back to lectures and then show you the project, but I don't want to switch again. So why don't I show you the project now? So in addition to this, you also need to you need to understand this code, and then you need to download the starter code and start working on the project. Before you work on the project, though, you should look at how it has to behave. This is what you have to produce. You go to the project phase, to phase one, to the project page to phase one, and click on the working example. Nguyen has provided a web interface that shows how your first turn-in should behave. So click on this. Loose lullaby shop. And it gives you instructions. We need to log in on this small little project with a login that is demo at whatever. I'm going to copy this, and password is ASTF. So let's do this. Let's click on login. I'm going to copy that, and the password is ASTF. And now we have logged in. So now what does this happen? Something is not good. Let me see what happens if I click on order history. Yeah, so I can click on order history and I get information. This is the order history that's stored on Nguyen's little database. And you should have something similar. And if you click on the order history, you get this order information, the detailed order information. This is what you have to produce by next Tuesday. Essentially, by modifying the existing starter code. Let's look a little bit together as a starter code. And again, my plan was to show you slides first, but let me switch the order so we don't have to commute again. So for that, I'm going to open now the other website that contains a starter code, which in my case is right here. So the starter code has more subdirectories, which you need to examine in detail. There is a webconfig file, so you don't have to worry about the webconfig file, but you do have to modify it a little bit. Why?
Username and password.
Because of the username and the password, right. And then So in, under application code, we have phase one, which is what you have to turn in, and then there is provided what the code that is provided for you. Almost every class is split into two partial classes. One which is in the provided subdirectory, like the customer will have half of which is already provided, and half which is in the phase one directory. So let me go to one of them. Let me go under customer. You probably don't see this, but I'm going to click on customer C sharp under the phase one directory. This is what you have to modify. So you open it, and it's pretty well documented. It says where you have to modify. You have to modify it right here under list invoices. And then you have to modify right here under list shipping destinations. So you have to fill in these methods. Yes?
So you showed us that working demo, but when we're designing it, you don't have to focus on getting the visual details right, but just the functionality, right? Like that should be your objective.
Right, so the question is for the working demo, if you should focus on getting exactly the same visual details or just the functionality. And the good news is you don't have to do anything. The visual details are provided for you. They're already there. All you have to do is to write these methods that get the data from the database and store this in the C# data structures so that the ASP.NET code can display them. And they are being displayed for you. Okay, so I think that's all we can get from this demo. I'm going to close it now. And switch to slides. And I can give you more details on the slides.